good afternoon, good evening, wherever you be in the world. This is Ralph Kermit Winterwood II with the Ralph Winterwood Show, coming to you live out of Alaska. And 46 degrees, getting longer days. I haven't looked. We're probably up around 16 hours a day or something like that, heading up to 19 and a half hours, up from 5.5 hours in the winter. Oh, boy, there is a lot going on. I'm going to cover a case. Gary Gladden won a criminal trial in Dillingham. I'm going to go after explain that one today. Going to get more into there is a way out of the system. There are only two ways out that I have discovered. And I'm doing more research into the one way that's the easiest and handiest for anybody to do. The other way is what's going on in Texas and why that's so important on that amnesty thing. Why the Judge Hannon and the state of Texas and 25 other states are dealing with those guys. And then the appellate briefing that's going on in that, I went in and looked up some of that to see what they're doing. It's shocking. And in these amicus curiae briefs, I'm going to cover that. In the, there's 187, I think, congressmen, probably all Democrats, and a whole bunch of states, Denver, New York, mayors, and they're coming out in favor of, we don't need no stinking laws, we want to make money. And it's a nice humanitarian thing to do. So why in the hell don't we just invite all 3 billion damn people over here and we'll bring her to a close, shut her down? Unbelievable. They're committing treason, acts of treason, and they're signing their name to it. I couldn't make this stuff up. It's just un-dang believable. And anyway, it took me about an hour this morning to deal with what's going on with the immigration folks, the game that they're playing with the APA and how they've been getting around it. So thanks to Amy Bunk at the Federal Register. Again, I thank her very much because she tutored me quite well on some of the inner workings of this, what to look for. Well, let's start off with Dave Gladden's case. He has a BITCH from hell over there called the clerk in the 3rd Judicial District that does not exist. It exists in the land of Oz. And I'm going to go into that more here in a thing on how we can get out of the system. It's not going to be easy, but it can be done. And there'll be a lot of fights over it. But this clerk of the court, which is a niece of Jerry Ball that got around and purchased Dave Gladden's property over there and can't get a clear title to it, of course, because it's all smoke and mirrors nonsense. We're in the land of Oz. And Dave has a perfect title to the land. Recorded. And, of course, nobody wants to talk about it. But anyway, getting back to his trial, they just will not leave Dave Gladden alone because he is a major thorn in the side of the corruption that's going on in Dillingham. And it's all over Alaska. I got the Matsu Borough up here. I'm going to take them on to court and take on the bar and judge and a whole bunch of, these people are, evil. They refuse to look at anything. I don't know what you call it when their eyes and ears are closed, like in the Bible. I don't know what you call it. But anyway, getting back to Dave Gladden's case, his big crime, oh my God, what a tremendous crime that Dave Gladden did. He goes in, too, because this gal, this O'Connell, she's got around and she's got a restraining order on him for stalking. Now, he rides a bicycle, he has no driver's license. Now, it's really hard to stalk somebody that has a car if you're on a bicycle, you think? He might want to enter the Tour de France or whatever it's called over there in Armstrong. He might be in, you know, there might be another championship there. It's unbelievable. So, anyways, she got that through. That's, we're going to that's going to be dealt with here soon. But anyway, his great crime is he has to call to get to the courthouse in the 3rd Judicial District that does not exist, the Alaska Bar created in 1974, that is populated with not one public officer, all documented, absolutely true, no doubt about it. There are no public officers in Alaska. There is nobody ever been appointed to do one thing, to do any job in Alaska. I got the documentation. The state of Alaska is a civil commission. We don't do those. The Alaska statute mandates that if there's an appointed state officer, there has to be under the signature of the governor, and it's got to say what his office is. Oh, we don't do that. Article 4, Section 5, oh, we don't do that either, where there has to be appointment in the Constitution. We don't do that either. Article 12, Section 5, in quotation marks, the vote for a oath of office of the public officer. They can't get 41 little words right. These people are operating, and then we're going to get through that, but they're operating in the public rights doctrine, citizen of the United States. You have no rights. So Dave goes in, and he, well, let me give you the crime first. I set this up. He goes into the he calls the trooper, gets a 2-hour notice, goes into the courthouse, asked for a court file that are supposed to be public records. In this public records file they hand to him, there's also an envelope that's marked confidential. Well, he starts to look into that, lays it down on the counter, and he's got his hands on it. He's starting to look through it because obviously if they gave it to him, it must not be confidential or he can't look at it. And supposedly a Miss Nunn, I don't know if it's her Sheila or whatever her name is, first name, she said, well, there was a tug of war got going between the two. This file, she told him to not look at the confidential, but she didn't get a hold of it. She said that the O'Connell, the clerk of the court, which his office is, I don't know, 20, 30 feet away, came over and there was a tug of war over the file. And then, according to O'Connell and these other ones, these other two clerks, one of them that we found out after the fact got her in there, he grabbed her by the arms. Now, obviously, if you were in a tug of war with a file, I'm not sure why you would let go and grab somebody on their arms. First, it was the arms, the wrist, and they couldn't even get that story straight. So anyways, this is the Nancy goes first, and she lays the groundwork. There was a tug of war. Well, Miss O'Connell, she comes in and said, she didn't even give Dave any verbal notice at all. I grabbed the file. Dave grabbed my arms with both hands, the wrists. And the jury picked up on that. Because somebody's lying about somebody, about something, because supposedly the reason that she, you know, that there was a tug of war, well, you can't have a tug of war if she grabs the file and Dave grabs her arms. Well, how do you have a tug of war? So they caught her flat out lying. She is a lying, vindictive, evil little twit, man, I'm telling you. And the other two, you could tell, I didn't hear the testimony for the other one. I heard the audio for the nun. She's a liar. Just absolutely, I mean, you could tell she's lying. Unbelievable. And the prosecutor, he's not too sharp over there at all. I mean, I listened to what he, on part of the audio of the one day, and he's not a sharp guy at all. And he didn't prep the witnesses because he can't. I can't think what it's called when you try to get the testimony to match. It's there's a word for it. I just can't. It's off the anyway. If you try to, he would get caught if he was trying to prep the witnesses to tell lies. So that's an off. That's an area he can't get into, or he'd lose his bar card. You know. So, but he can bring the liars in and have them lie to the jury. Well, the other issue that was brought up is citizen of the United States by Dave. And boy, they really do not want to go there. And the prosecutor initially said, well, you've had the benefit of filing into this court, so therefore you're a citizen of the United States. Oh, so I have to file into an unconstitutional court that does not exist according to the legislature, because it was created by the bar, and there's no public officers, no oaths of office, no civil commissions. And so I have, by going in there, accepted the benefit. Really? But where's the constitutional court? Of course, it doesn't exist. Where's the public offices? Of course, they don't exist. And so he brought that up to the jury, and then he asked the judge to define a citizen of the United States. The judge said, I'm not going to do that. Why not? These people are swearing that they are. They have to establish, they have to get your verbal or written contract to enter into the land of Oz, enter into this 14th Amendment citizen that was created in 14 Stat 27 to have the same rights as a white citizen, a fiction in law, memorialized in 1868 in the 14th Amendment, and of course the Negroes, and then could be naturalized 2 years later, which they could have done to begin with, but that wasn't the reason for this fictitious thing. They need your assent, written or under oath. So when this is federal, all federal juries that I've ever seen always do this. Is there anybody here not a citizen of the United States? Oh, nobody raises their hand. We don't even know what it is. And nobody will tell us. Oh, it's a 14th Amendment citizen. So what's that mean? Oh, we can't tell you. You're on a need to know, and you don't need to know. Just shut up and swear that you are one. So the judge said, well, you know, you're doing this to embarrass us. And Dave brought up about jury nullification. Well, yeah, that's why your jury nullification is, because the bottom line is you have coerced and by ignorance got a jury to try you in a court that is a non-constitutional court. There is no rule of law. There are no public officers. It's a private Alaska bar court run by agencies. Wow. Can we prove all this now? Yes. We can. That's the scary part. And they do not want to go there. So anyway, Dave hung in there. And they went out and came back with a verdict of not guilty. And the prosecutor was there, and I think the detective and secretary, and I don't know, a couple other ones, they were really glum-looking. We thought we had old Dave. Well, guess what, Bubba? You lost. Because Miss O'Connell got up and told a lie. And she got caught in it. Because they couldn't get their lies together. Now, like I say, I don't think the attorney can make lies. Their testimonies match, because if they got caught lying and he was the cause of it, he'd get this. So he just relies on the fact that the jury or whatever, you're not going to get around, and they'll slide it through. And he did a kind of I'd give him about a grade of about a D plus on his presentation. I read transcripts, and I've been in trials, and I've seen the real Sexters, and he is not one of them. I don't remember what his name was. It's irrelevant anyway. So anyway, there's one win. So Dave was found not guilty over there, so they missed out getting Dave. They've taken his driver's license. They forced him to file the permanent fund so the child custody that has a contract from the executive to the court system can make money and be the judges audited to make money. They have a contract. Because in that world, they can do that. There is no separation of powers. There is no constitutional republic. It's all an illusion. From top to bottom, the administrative state has won. Which means that that agencies are making law, of which there is the Administrative Procedures Act, which is the only way they can make any regulation that has the force and effect of law. But where would you find those regulations written down that have passed that? You can't. Because they mix it all up and put it in the Code of Federal Regulations. And it's all garbaged up. Everything's in there. Administrative regs, procedural regs, administrative and procedural, interpretive regs. What's not in there is any regs that passed that have the force and effect of law. And that judge down there in Texas and the state of Texas that wrote the brief probably, and the 25 other states, have got one of only two remedies against that what's called a headless fourth branch of government. I've talked about it before. FDR loved his agencies for his New Deal, but they were taking away his executive power. Had a research document done in 1937, 400 pages. If you wanted to send FDR an email, ralph@alaskaminuteman.com. And it lays it right out. See, there's a fourth branch of government called the administrative state. And when they write statutes, it doesn't touch us, the people, until they write a regulation. That's in the congressional record. Whoa! They didn't tell you that in school, did they? And then the regulation to touch you and me has to have the force and effect of law. And Judge Hannon down there in Texas, that's what he thinks. He said in his closing thing, they're legislating because that's the sad part or the ridiculous part of this. There's thousands of regulations being promulgated every week. I don't even know what the number is. Do you know the only way you can find out is if that regulation has the force and effect of law? I know how to go in and read and tell you that it does not. How many people know that? Very few people know that. Because Amy Bunk told me what to look for. And she's a head attorney for the Federal Register. But every one of them that comes after you that does something that causes you a problem, you would have to take it to court like's going on down in Texas and prove that it affects a right or obligation that is binding and the agency has no discretion. And then eventually, maybe you will get it stopped. Back in a minute.
Your money. What is it worth today? A $100 bill in 1913 is worth only $2 today. So now, your money is just about worthless, and the Fed will continue printing more and more of it. But what if you could turn it around, $1 at a time, and make your money worth more than it is now? How? By acquiring gold before your paper money is totally worthless. But how can you afford gold at today's prices? By buying it 1 gram at a time. And this is so important because gold is the future. For as little as $65, you can begin trading your almost worthless currency for something real, something you can hold. Carat bars, which keep their value, can be stored securely, and are easily accessible, just like a savings account, but a savings account backed by your gold. Carat Bars International, a savings account you can count on. For more information, please click on the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. Again, that's the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. And start saving now.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Okay, well, we're back here. And why is what's so important going on in Texas right now? This is Obama saying he did an executive order, which he did not. He had Janet Napolitano, Homeland Security, get around and do a memorandum on prosecutorial discretion. That is meant on a case-by-case basis whether to prosecute one person or persons in a case in law. Now, in this, they're going up on appeal. And I was reading well, there was a brief for the appellate. I'm going to go around and read the one. There is 187 congressmen. Probably every one of them is a good, verifiable Democrat. And they get around, and they're all supporting that we do not need to use the Administrative Procedures Act, that one person can just ignore the statutes of the United States, and it works? Really? How does that work? That's unbelievable. So one person with discretion, and Napolitano for $4.5 million or $4.8 million, whatever that number is, just says, now we're not going to do that. And these Democrats are going along with it. They think it's the greatest thing since popcorn. And in this case, why it's so important, because there, like I say, I'm going to get into more definitive. There are only two ways to deal with the headless fourth branch of government. And I'm going to get into the second hour, what you and I can do. And I found a bunch more cases, and I'm going to get it locked down very tight before I put it out. There is a thing by your status and getting it into the public record and being a voter and register and how to register. And if you don't do that, you've agreed to live in this other world. That's your act, to get out of the system. You'll never get totally out, but you can get out and have standing to sue these guys or to deal with them. This is Judge Hannon at the very tail end. He said, it hereby finds that at least Texas has satisfied the necessary standing requirements that the defendants have clearly legislated. Legislated. A substantive rule without complying with the procedural requirements of the Administrative Procedures Act. Are you taught what? Does anybody know how agencies legislate? We're taught that Congress or the legislature does that. House of Representatives votes on it. Senate votes on it. Governor, President signed it, veto, or just two-thirds majority, and they overrule it. It's a procedure. Imagine if there were no means to find out if any bill had ever been voted on by both sides or signed by the president. It's worse than that in the administrative world. Imagine they just put a bill out and all of a sudden you have to go prove that the bill was even written. You have to prove that both sides actually were assembled, Congress was assembled, and that the House and the Senate voted on it and passed it by a simple majority. You have to prove that the Senate or that the president signed it or vetoed it, and if it was vetoed, that it was over. So you have to say, were they in session? I don't know. Was this ever brought to the floor? Imagine if you had to prove each and every element of that. And before you could even do that, you had to prove that it affected some right or obligation that affected me and that it was binding upon me. You got to prove all these things before you could even address if the thing is an actual statute of the United States or of a state. This is ludicrous. they publish regulations like they did down there, and it comes under a rule, 5 U.S.C. 551, number 4, if anything basically affects you and me, that's binding upon us and them, and they don't have discretion, they're describing basically a statute. And if it affects my rights and obligation, that's Chrysler B. Brown. And then, and only then, when they go into the land of Oz, which they do, typically they go in there and they say, "Ah, we're not doing that. We don't have any reason to abide by anything." And they come out the other side and just have a regulation. And how do you know if it has the first effective law? You don't have a clue. Back in a minute.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com, or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Here is what people are saying.
I have a testimony about how wonderful heart drops are. I ended up at Mayo Clinic, just had an awful time with angina and related problems to my heart problem. I remembered that I'd run out of heart drops and had reordered. And when I started taking them again, all these problems went away. And I just want to say how great these heart drops are. I'd recommend them to anyone.
I had my last heart attack in August, and I was having some form of angina pain pretty well every day. And then since I started taking it, I haven't had any angina pain at all. You know, I'm satisfied.
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD. But that doctors don't lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Well, we're back here. And so it took me about an hour to go in to see, I'm very familiar with the IRS. And in the IRS world, the Congress cannot give a all-encompassing to make regulations. They do it under 7805 in Title 26 for the IRS. Those are called interpretive regs. They have no force and effect of law because it would be handing over all of the lawmaking powers to the agency. That's too obvious. So they use what's called the Chevron deference or test, and if it's not clear, then they will allow maybe some regulations to pass through, the Part 301s. But the real simple issue is that they cannot. Anytime you see anywhere in a state or fed, and they say, you can make any regulation you need to implement this, those will not stand the test because that is passing the legislative power to an agency. That will not pass a constitutional test. So I was looking to see in the U.S. of A's what these guys are doing, how they've been getting by with this stuff. Well, they get around, and I was looking, and this way you have to have Westlaw. In 8 U.S.C. 1103, these guys tell you what they're doing. You just got to know what they're doing. You have to read it. They tell you, well, we're using powers and duties of the secretary under the secretary and the AG. And they cite 8 U.S.C. 1103. And they're talking about the Homeland Security, since this thing is under, since it came about in 2003. And the duties were, immigration were passed over to Department of Homeland Security. And it says also that the determination and ruling by the Attorney General with respect to all questions of law shall be controlling. So right down below that, it says he shall establish such regulation, prescribed bond, blah, 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 blah. They're talking about the DHS, Homeland Security. But the supposed to be, it says here, determination and ruling by the AG, all questions of law shall be controlling. Well, it says here, and I was looking at a case, Chevron's Domain. It had highlighted in a Georgetown Law Journal. And this is AQIRRE-AQIRRE. It's 526 U.S. at 424. And it says, although the statute says the determination of the Attorney General shall be controlling, the Attorney General has delegated the authority under an act to the Board of Immigration Appeals. So, in the Department of Homeland Security, the AG, which is supposed to be law, right? He says, oh, no, no, I'll put it over to an administrative agency, another agency, and then I will overlook them. He has no such authority. That's the first thing that they're doing with the immigration. That's the two-step that they're doing, because the AG was supposed to be held responsible, sir, by ruling on with respect to questions of law shall be controlling. That's 8 U.S.C. 1103. So that's the first error. In other words, AG said, no, I don't need to do that. I'll just hand it over to the Board of Immigration Appeals, an administrative agency that has no force and effect of law what they're doing. So he's not doing his job. That's not surprising. I mean, we got Holder up there, and God, what do you expect? You know, I mean, you've got criminals. This is just unbelievable. It shocks the conscience. Then, let me go in here and see, I'll tell you the next thing that I was looking at. And I said, well, let's see what they're doing in the old Federal Register. Because I know somewhere in the Federal Register, they're doing something they're not supposed to be doing, and they're going to be, how do they get around it? And let me bring this up. Let me do a 553. What they do is, to get around making the administrative procedure, if they're going to legislate, you got to legislate. Well, we can't legislate because we don't have the authority. So we do the lawyer two-step. Lie and tell another lie. So what do they do? Here's one. Let's see. This one here is... this is the authority of the Secretary of Homeland Security, delegations of authority, and immigration laws. That's what they're doing. They print it even. But without Westlaw and without some experience, it's going to be difficult to figure this out. But I just happened to, like I say, I had a good tutor, you know, and I was paying attention. Compliance with 5 U.S.C. 553. As to the notice of proposed rulemaking or delayed effective date is unnecessary, as this rule relates to agency, organization, or management. Accordingly, it is not a rule. That's one of the ways that they do it. It really doesn't affect anybody, and we really don't need to do it. And so what's the problem? Right? And let's look at another one here. See, that one, they don't even talk about it. And this one here, I just downloaded one other one here that I looked at. And they say the Secretary and AG fine for good cause exists under 553B3B for immediate implementation of these final rules without prior notice and comment. These rules are a non-discretionary ministerial action to implement the final rules without prior, conform to the amount of civil procedures and yada yada. So we find for good cause that we don't want to do this. This is how they get around it. And it's in the Federal Register. And how you find it, you have to go into the CFRs and the Code of Federal Regulations, and then at the bottom, you will see the Federal Register publications. And you go into them and you search for 553. That's the one that says, we're actually going to, like in the Congress, we're actually going to convene and vote on this thing and go through the right, do it right. No, they say, we're not doing it right. We're not doing that legislation stuff because y'all don't know. We've been getting away with this for decades. Why would we do anything? Why would we bother? Because the correct procedure is they go into the Federal Register, the Land of Oz. What they do not do is enter the door of legislating under the Administrative Procedures Act. They just bypass that step. Congress basically almost bypasses it anymore because they get around and do statutes that aren't really innate. We don't even need to read it. We bring it in at the 11th hour and give you, maybe we might give you half a day, and you vote on it. Like Pelosi said, let's vote on it and find out what's in it. This is my intellectual statesmen at work. They haven't even read it. This is the other way in the administrative state. They have a procedure which is under the 1946 Administrative Procedures Act, started by Roosevelt, enacted by Truman in 1946 because Roosevelt croaked. You have to, if you're going to make law in the headless fourth branch of government that nobody even knows about, cannot articulate, you have to do what's called a proposed rule. You have to put it in the public, in the Federal Register. Now, if you're the president, you do it with executive orders because he's an agency too under the Federal Register Act. That's what he does. He does executive orders in Congress up or downs them. That's how he makes law in the APA. But on the agencies, which is what those people in Texas are smart, and that judge has got some cojones, they went into making something that was binding, no agency discretion, basically, and it affects rights and obligations, then it must go through the door of lawmaking. You actually have to go through a procedure, just like Congress does to vote it by a simple majority and get it signed or overcome the veto. But how do you find those regulations if you don't know? There's no way to find them. You have to tackle each and every one. You have to look at each and every one and know what you're looking for and have experience to be able to go into the Federal Register or go back into the statutes and see how they're bypassing it. So anyways, on this issue, the proper procedure is, if you're actually going to legislate through the headless fourth branch, you must do a proposed regulation. You must state in it that you're doing it under 553, that's 5 UFC, 553, little b is in Baker, making a substantive reg. You must allow for comments. You must allow me to petition. Oh, yeah, I got up this morning and I checked and there was about 400 of them things in there and I found the one I was looking for and I'm going to petition you. But, of course, you don't have to abide by the law. I can complain. I have the right to petition that I don't like being ruled by an agency, a headless fourth branch, because, see, there's nobody elected. They're not accountable to anybody. You know why? Because they made them headless. They made them independent agencies or independent establishments. They sit outside the Constitution. Federal Reserve, FCC, SEC. Even the Comptroller of the United States sits out there. Damn, they didn't. Did you learn that in school? I'll bet not. So they have to publish it in the Federal Register because we're being ruled by legal notice. They have to say, oh, we're going to make a subsidy rig. Well, the IRS comes out and says, no, we're not doing that. So does the immigration folks. No, we're not doing that for good cause. What's the good cause? Because we don't want to. Because we don't have the authority to do it. That's the good cause. They don't have to say why. You would have to take them to court. Who oversees these agencies and their legislative processes? I asked Amy Buck. She said, oh, nobody. That's up to you, the people. So I'm being ruled by people that I didn't put in office, have no accountability to me. Wait a minute, did I get that right? I didn't vote on one of these SOBs. I don't even know who in the hell they are. I had no idea. This agency could be sitting in Russia, China, I don't know, Vatican, 1 mile square in London. I don't know where the heck this stuff's coming from because they don't disclose it. They don't have to. They're shooting all these regulations at me, and I have to pick the one that I want to go to court, and who in his right mind has got the time and expense to do this? So the process is these headless fourth branch of government, they make regulations. And if they pass the test, like down in Texas, they were binding and there's no discretion and there's a right or obligation affecting me, they have to go through the door to make the legislate. You actually have to show up and say it's under 553B. You have to give me the right to comment. You have to give me the right to petition. Then you have to come back and do a final rule. You have to again say you're making a substantive reg under 553B. That's the word. They don't say substantive reg, but it's under 553B. You're in compliance with it. And they have to address all the comments. They don't have to abide. If you, all your comments, they could care less. They just have to address them. And then they're supposed to wait 30 days, and then it has the force and effect of law, supposedly. And then Congress, I think it's 6 months, and the Review Act, and that's the last shot. And that's the way they do it. Is this taught in school? Most attorneys don't even know this. They can't articulate it. They don't know what to do. And the ones that do won't do it because they can't. Is this taught in school? What is so important is this is the way to stop every federal agency without exception. What's going on in Texas with Judge Hannon, the state of Texas, 25 other states, and 187 legislators in Congress came out and said, no, we love this. And what's their main excuse? Well, the president's got to have discretion. So why do we have statutes if he has discretion? They're not binding then, I guess, right? Or am I missing something here? I'm not kidding you. That's an inherent part of the executive. He can pick and choose what discretion he wants to get around and enforce. I think we call that a dictator, right? A king? I can't believe these people would get around. It just boggles my mind how far we've come. And then I was looking at some of these other, but these things are expensive. I'm going to get this up on my homepage, get it going, because it's $3 just to look at the docket sheet and $3 to download every one of these things, these amicus curiae briefs, because they're over 30 pages. I was looking at another one here. Let's see here. One that, I'll find the one here, appellants. There was another one. This is brief of the educators and children's advocates. And who are those folks? The National Education Association, the American Federation of Teachers, Educators for Fair Consideration, Hispanic Association of Colleges and Universities, Pomona College, Scholarship Foundation of St. Louis. Each are not-for-profits with no parent corporations or public e-trade. And here we go. And they're in here doing all this stuff. You believe this? Unbelievable. And the states that are supporting this, the state of Washington. Oh, wait, they read their thing. It's going to make us all money. The hell with the law. State of California, state of Connecticut, state of Delaware, state of Hawaii, state of Illinois, state of Iowa, Maryland, Massachusetts, New Mexico, New York, Oregon, Rhode Island, Vermont, and the District of Criminals, District of Columbia. Is there something wrong with this picture, folks? I cannot believe this. We got a whole bunch of states. I think there's 14 of them suckers that are saying, hey, we want money. I'm not kidding you. In their briefs, we want money. To the hell with the Constitution. To the hell with the statutes. I just cannot be. I don't know. It just, and then there's another amicus curiae, friend of the court in the Fifth Circuit, for the mayors of New York and Los Angeles and 71 additional mayors, cities, county officials, counties, villages, boroughs, the United States Conference of Mayors, the National League of Cities in support of we don't need no stinking laws. Mayor, back in a minute.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Woo, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Come to Finca Bayano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair. At bugoutpanama.com.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Yeah, I just we're back here. I'm going to read a few of these. These people are waging war against the laws of the United States, and that's called treason, folks. The mayor of New York, the mayor of Los Angeles, city of Alexandria, Allentown, Pennsylvania, Atlanta, Georgia, Austin, Texas. That's surprising. The city council of Baltimore. The city of Bell, California. Mayor of Boston. Bridgeport, Connecticut. Buffalo, New York. Cambridge, Massachusetts. City Falls, Rhode Island. Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Charleston, South Carolina. This is one that Rome Emanuel of Chicago. Surprise, surprise. My little Jewish friend is there. Oh, never miss a good thing if you can. Good emergency. COCOENINO County, Arizona. Board of Supervisors. Columbia, South Carolina. Dallas County, Texas. County Judge of Dallas County. His name is Clay Lewis Jenkins. City of Dayton, Ohio. Denver. El Paso County, Texas. Everett, Massachusetts. Gary, Indiana. Paladon, New Jersey. Hartford, Connecticut. Highland Park, Illinois. Hoboken, New Jersey. Holyoke, Massachusetts. Houston. I think, is that the one where we got the gay gal? Mayor of Houston? It seems like it is. I don't remember. Jersey City, New Jersey. Kansas City, Missouri. Little Rock, Arkansas. The County of Los Angeles. And a whole bunch of other folk, county commissioners of Lucas County, Ohio. Madison, Wisconsin. City of Minneapolis, Minnesota. Newark, New Jersey. Niagara Falls, New York. City of North Miami. Oakland, California. Paterson, New York. Philadelphia. Pittsburgh. Plainfield, New Jersey. Portland, Oregon. Providence, Rhode Island. Wisconsin. We got a little more here. Can you believe this? Unbelievable. Rochester, New York. Salt Lake. City, Utah. San Francisco, that doesn't surprise me. The city of San Jose, California. Santa Ana, California. Santa Cruz County, Arizona. Santa Fe, New Mexico. Monica, California. Schenectady, New York. Seattle. Skokie, Illinois. St. Louis, Missouri. State College Borough Council of Pennsylvania. Syracuse, New York. Tacoma, Washington. Tampa, Florida. Travis County, Texas. Washington, D.C. The mayor of D.C. That doesn't surprise me. Yonkers, New York. Do you believe this? That's most of them, not all of them. You living in any of those places? We don't want no stinking constitution. We don't want no we want illegals. Because it makes us money. Unbelievable. I hope you're shocked. God, I hope you're shocked. I am. They're coming out of the woodwork. We're finding out who they are.